Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
There goes the teacher.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh no!
Sucked out of the classroom by a tornado.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh no!
Then, live TV mother and son reunion.
I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
She was reporting on the deadly school shooting. Her son goes to the school.
There's no way you would have let your kid walk by.
And the active shooter scare.
Put your hands on top of your head!
One big problem.
No one told them it was a drill.
And Trump grand jury chaos.
For the second time this week, the grand jury has been canceled.
And Trump's next court battle. It's not Stormy Daniels. It's this woman. The upcoming Trump trial that could upend everything. Then,
thank you.
The pizza guy who came to the rescue of a 90-year-old lady.
I'm so glad you happened to come by.
We love you.
Thank you.
And look over there. The big fake out. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Students in one class in Los Angeles got a lesson in the power of Mother Nature when their teacher was sucked out of the classroom during a freak tornado. And since kids always have their phones at the ready, Jim Murray reports that terrifying moment was caught on tape.
A teacher is sucked out of her classroom by the tornado that came without warning. The tornado took my teacher, goes the post on social media. The LA teacher cracked the door open to check on someone, but then she's pulled out and knocked on the ground. She suffered minor scrapes.
The roof is flying up. Sheesh.
This driver couldn't believe it when the tornado hit yesterday in an industrial area just 8 miles outside downtown LA.
It's a real tornado right here.
Here's the terrifying sight from inside a warehouse as its roof was torn off.
Take a look at all the serious damage that was done by a tornado of all things.
The surprise tornado that touched down here outside Los Angeles left debris more reminiscent of what you'd see in the Midwest. You can see over my right shoulder twisted metal fences. Over my left shoulder, you can see bits of the roof sticking out of the building. Much of that debris was thrown here over this entire field. Our drone captured the mess today on top of that damaged warehouse. Inside, boxers are strewn across the wet floor.
Get away from us.
Today, everyone wants to know why there was no warning that a tornado was going to hit the nation's second largest city. KCBS KCAL TV meteorologist Paul Deano. Why wasn't it predicted? Why wasn't there a warning?
That's a great question. The tornadoes that typically happen here in Southern California come together almost instantaneously. So there's very little, if any, warning that it's going to come together. So it's almost impossible to get a warning more than just a few seconds, which wouldn't even be worthwhile.
Oh my God, oh my God.
National Weather Service says one or two tornadoes do hit the Los Angeles area every year, but with wind gusts of up to 110 miles an hour, this was the strongest one to hit in 40 years. She's a reporter, but being a mom comes first. And this was the moment that a reporter recovering that school shooting in Denver turned into a mom, hugging her son on live TV when she realized he was safe. She apologized, but she didn't need to because we all understand. Here's Les Trent.
Since this all went.
A reunion filled with emotion, seen live on TV.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I just. There's no way you would have let your kid walk by.
Lisa, if you need to step aside, please do.
Fox News reporter Alicia Acuna was reporting live from the tragic high school shooting in Denver. But this story had special meaning for her. Her 17-year-old son is a student at the East High School.
This is ridiculous, and it's unsafe, and it's so sad. It's so sad.
As the students who had been sheltering in place for over 4 hours were released unharmed, her role as mom became priority number one.
I'm sorry, I've not seen my kid since this all went down. So just really, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just finishing this real quick, okay? Okay.
There were other emotional reunions following the shooting as parents and students comforted one another. The gunfire erupted at 10 a.m. yesterday as 17-year-old Austin Lyle was being searched by two school administrators. He shot and wounded them before fleeing.
He has not secure. Student has a weapon. Do not know where they are.
At 4:30 p.m., SWAT teams found him dead 50 miles from the school, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot.
So far this year, there have been at least 12 school shootings with 16 people either dead or injured. And when word of an active shooter comes in, law enforcement doesn't waste any time taking action. So when a gunman was believed to be stalking the halls of a children's hospital, cops responded quickly with their guns drawn. Well, it turns out it was just a drill. And as Amber Cogliano reports, no one told the cops.
An active shooter scare in a hospital outside Detroit.
Have all officers on the way.
Just released body cam video shows police surrounding a children's hospital in Northville Township, Michigan, after reports of a gunman stalking the corridors.
Put your hands on top of your head, facing me. Do it now.
They actually detained two men before discovering that they were hospital employees and it was all just a drill.
They're telling us it's just a drill, no real weapons.
Incredibly, the hospital failed to notify police and their staff in advance that it was a drill.
Only a small amount of the staff knew that this was taking place. None of the residents or the employees within the facility knew.
It could have had catastrophic consequences.
Yes. When you're doing a drill like this and you put people in the situation where they believe it's real, you know, you've got a number of people that are fearful for their lives.
Here's how one of the terrified 911 callers reacted.
I just got confirmation from the officers on scene that it is a drill.
You would think that somebody would have realize that this was a really bad decision.
You would think so. The Department of Health and Human Services in the state of Michigan said in a statement that they have procedures and protocols in place to conduct these drills safely. They add they're investigating to make sure things go smoothly with future drills. More chaos over whether or not former president will be indicted. For the second day this week, the grand jury that's been hearing evidence in the case was canceled. Stephen Fabian has our report.
The district attorney of Manhattan is firing back at Donald Trump today, saying the former president is to blame for this week's grand jury chaos. Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested. DA Alvin Bragg wrote to congressional Republicans today after they called for an investigation into Bragg's prosecution of Trump. Bragg's letter comes as the grand jury was once again postponed for the second time this week. According to published reports, Bragg may be concerned with what many experts are saying is a weak case. Other reports suggest there is major dissension within Bragg's office, with one source claiming that the weakness of the evidence against Trump is causing many problems for prosecutors. Trump took to social media again today, calling the DA an animal. His allies on Fox News are piling on.
There is now major dissension at the DA's office.
A lot of people out there thought we'd have some sort of resolution or answer by now, but
No word from the grand jury yet. Why? What's going on?
There's a lot of talk about possible dissension in the DA's office, but my guess is that there's a scheduling issue. We're not going to get an indictment this week, that's for sure.
Trump is said to be in good spirits, acting as DJ during dinner at Mar-a-Lago. He played
Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria.
Maria from West Side Story and the theme from Phantom of the Opera. Meanwhile, another case against Trump is set to go to trial next month. He's being sued for defamation by E. Jean Carroll, an advice columnist at Elle magazine, who accused Trump of raping her in the mid-1990s in a dressing room at the upscale department store Bergdorf Goodman.
It was a fight. It was a I want women to know that I did not stand there. I did not freeze.
He called her a liar.
It's a false accusation, and it's a disgrace.
The judge in Carroll versus Trump says jurors' personal information will be kept confidential. That Colorado dentist accused of poisoning his wife to death was in court today and now is officially charged with first-degree murder. Also in court, the accused man's parents and several of his adult children.
It's the first video in court of the dentist accused of poisoning his wife's protein shake with arsenic and cyanide. Dr. Jim Craig was formally charged with first-degree murder. The blue scrubs he wore to his dental practice were replaced by an orange jail uniform. News radio host Stephen Tubbs was in court covering the case. He's actually a former patient of the accused dentist.
When I saw Jim Craig's mugshot, my dentist, now accused of, according to the arrest affidavit, taking multiple times trying to poison his wife that I knew with arsenic? I mean, it's unfathomable.
More details are emerging of Craig's alleged romantic relationship with an orthodontist named Dr. Karen Kane. In an arrest warrant, cops say he bought her an airline ticket to fly from Austin to Denver while his wife was in a hospital fighting for her life. Authorities say Dr. Kane sent this email to her alleged lover while his wife, Angela, was on life support. Hi, honey. I am so sorry for what has transpired this week in your world. I am sorry I am not a part of your world to be of more help to you. I love you.
Craig faces life in prison if convicted. And it's family day at the Utah court where a jury is hearing the dispute over a skiing accident involving Gwyneth Paltrow and a retired optometrist. At issue is who skied into whom. Today, the optometrist's daughter testified that her father just wasn't the same after the collision.
Gwyneth Paltrow was all smiles as she strolled into court wearing a double-breasted pantsuit for day three of her ski crash trial. Paltrow is facing Terry Sanderson, who says he suffered four broken ribs and permanent brain damage when Paltrow allegedly plowed into him. Today, Sanderson's daughter, Polly Gresham, got emotional on the stand, saying her father is no longer the fun-loving and gregarious man she once knew. On cross-examination, Paltrow's attorney questioned her about this email she received from her dad after the accident with the subject line, I'm famous.
He's famous because he collided with a celebrity, right?
That's how I take that.
Do you agree that your dad liked to be in the spotlight?
I agree.
During his daughter's testimony, Sanderson chose to stay outside the courtroom.
His attorneys think that it would be too hard on him to have to hear all of these problems and all of these changes that family and friends say he underwent after this smash-up with the actress.
Paltrow maintained her neutral-colored courtroom attire. We found a similar gray double-breasted blazer on her Goop website.
Ms. Paltrow says Dr. Sanderson hit her. She's expected to testify along with her husband and two children. Every year during March Madness, a Cinderella team defies the odds, and this year's no exception. Except there's also a Cinderella player. 2 years ago, he collapsed during a game and fell into a coma. Now he's back on the court, and his team has made it to the Sweet 16.
2 years ago, Keontae Johnson collapsed on the basketball court when he played for the University of Florida.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try.
He was diagnosed with so-called athlete's heart due to intensive physical training that increases the size of the heart. Thankfully, Keontae made a full recovery. And look at him today. He's 22 years old now and a senior, having transferred to Kansas State University. During Sunday's NCAA tournament game, with less than 2 minutes on the clock, he scored this amazing three-point shot.
Johnson. Oh, yeah.
Talk about the comeback kid.
And Kansas State takes on Michigan State this evening. In baseball, there are strikeouts, and every so often, a really good fakeout.
This softball player is coming in hot to home base. The catcher is ready, but wait, she misses the tag. A face-off ensues. Hey, look over there. Fake out. And she scores. Yep, the catcher fell for the old look over there trick. The glorious fake out was the mastermind of Jada Walton, a high school senior from Texas.
Did you have that fake out planned, or was it just one of those things that just came up?
No, I didn't. No, I did not have that planned. I really don't know why, like, how I even thought of that.
Now she's gone viral. The Houdini of softball.
It happened overnight, and like, that's crazy.
And yes, that fake out helped Jada's team win the game. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next.
Thank you.
The pizza guy who came to the rescue of a 90-year-old lady.
I'm so glad you happened to come back.
We love you.
Thank you.
And hats off to the bus driver.
High five.
18 years of making hats for every kid on her bus.
7,088 hats and still going.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This pizza guy's delivering a lot of compassion along with those pies. Jim Murray explains.
This pizza man is delivering something special, kindness and compassion. He's helping a 90-year-old grandmother into her living room after he found her outside where she'd fallen and couldn't get up.
I'm just glad you're okay. You want to get you any water or anything?
Annie Goshen was in her garden in Tampa, Florida, cutting flowers when she tripped over a rock and fell. As luck would have it, the pizza guy had just made a delivery in her neighborhood. He saw her sprawled on the ground and came to her rescue.
It literally felt like I saw my own grandmother on the floor.
Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. I was very afraid when I saw you laying there.
29-year-old Joey Herrera is the Good Samaritan, and you can see how grateful Annie Goshen is. He called 911.
How are you feeling?
I'm okay.
The paramedics notified Mrs. Goshen's daughters to let them know what had happened. And their question?
Well, who called 911? And it was the pizza guy.
In your heart, do you think that if Joey hadn't been there and helped, do you think that your mom could have died?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever need anything, let me know.
Annie's daughter showed their gratitude with a check for $350, and his boss from West Shore Pizza gave him a bonus. What do you guys want to say to Joey?
That we love you.
Thank you
and
so
thank
much.
You. You're
a blessing.
Yeah.
We definitely need more pizza guys like Joey. And in case you're wondering, there's a camera in the grandmother's house so that the family can keep a close eye on her. We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come, hats off to the bus driver.
High five.
18 years of making hats for every kid on her bus.
7,088 hats and still going.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hats off to the school bus driver who makes sure that all of her students stayed warm this winter.
School's out and it's a chilly day. And look, these kids are all wearing the same hat. They are all homemade by their bus driver.
High five.
Not just these.
7,088 hats and still going.
That's right, 7,088. Patty Reitz has been crocheting hats for every one of her school bus kids for 18 years. Back in 2005, Patty says she picked up crocheting as a hobby. She buys all the yarn and says it takes an hour and a half to make each one.
My nickname is the Hat Lady.
She brings her stuff on the bus and crochets before school lets out.
I can't sit still.
Year after year, busload after busload, every kid on her bus got a homemade hat.
I think it's cool.
I love her hats. They're really nice and comfy.
Nothing slowed her down, not even a pandemic.
This is our COVID year. We all had our mask.
Her nickname caught on at the Harris Hill Elementary School in suburban Buffalo, New York.
She's the Hat Lady.
It makes the children feel very special. It creates this community on the bus.
It's my school bus family.
Now, 18 years and counting, endless hours and thousands of dollars spent. For Patty, her priceless reward is seeing the looks on the children's faces.
See the smiles. It's worth it.
What a special lady. When we come back, who let the dogs out? Finally, today is National Puppy Day, and these pooches are freaking out.
These dogs are going bonkers. What can it be? A burglar? The mailman? Nope, it's a dinosaur. The dude in the costume runs in circles with the dogs nipping at his tail.
Gotta go home and pat the puppy. That's Inside Edition for today. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.